This is Twit.
All right, I want to show you this. Now, I have to say, I'm not a trained professional like Rick is. In fact, I'd only played with dashboard cams and pretty much decided that they were just kind of junky and not useful. But I saw this. I think it was you who told me about Owl.
I did tell you about Owl.
So this was kind of one of those, new startups. The guy who created it did the iPod.
Yes.
He did the drop cam. He's really an expert in this
HoloLens.
I have to say, I like the industrial design a lot. Mm-hmm. Now, it is expensive. $300. Currently, they're selling it for $350 with a year of LTE. Now, that's kind of intriguing. And I'll tell you why you might want the LTE. That's the whole point of this. This is the easy-to-use install card, and they have videos. Installation was really simple. This is the Owl Cam. It's small. It has but cameras on both sides. So this is a dash cam that this is the screen you're looking at as you drive. But see, there's a camera up in the corner there. And then there's a camera on this side as well. Oh. This camera is 4K. And so, Rick, you were talking about the ability to zoom in. Having a 4K camera on the outbound camera really is great because you can read license plates. I'll show you some video in just a second.
So that's the selfie cam on the front.
This is the selfie cam. Now, it's more than a selfie cam, and this is what makes the Owl Cam very interesting. See these two lights? It has very bright LEDs that are triggered. If somebody breaks into your car, you're going to see it. Now, that's what's really interesting. Most cameras connect to the cigarette lighter. This does not. It connects to the OBD2 port. That means it has power even when your car is off. It only draws power. It doesn't draw data from the OBD2 port. And look at the industrial design. You see that? You put that right in. That's that port that's under your steering wheel. All cars since 1996 have it. I use this on my Tesla Model X. It will not work on a Model 3 because I guess it doesn't have an OBD2 port. So you want to check. And you see, once you plug that in, it's very easy to plug it in with no tools. This is magnetic. It's kind of like the MagSafe adapter. It just snaps right in. There's a lot of wire, and it's very thin, flexible wire. And it turns out, without having an installer do this, you can there's the OBD2 port. You can trail the thin wire around the door jamb, and then they even provide a little tuck tool that tucks it into the crack between your dashboard and windshield. So it really is out of sight. They even provide you with some twist ties.
I love the tuck tool.
I know.
Genius.
I love it. Then they give you a variety of mounts and of different sizes depending on how high you need the camera to be. One edge of the mount goes tucking in there where the wire is. The other edge will actually support the camera. This is the size that it came with. And there's a suction cup that suctions it to the windshield. And then the camera goes into a magnetized socket like that, so you can easily rotate it and position it just right. You'll then put the other side of the magnetic connector in the camera. So even if you accidentally yanked on the wires, nothing's going to get hurt. It's just going to pop right off just like a MagSafe adapter. I think that's kind of nice industrial design. You probably should do this before you put the camera in. So let me show you kind of some of the other features of this. This has LTE built into it. It uses the AT&T network. So if you get good connectivity with AT&T where you are, this would be a good choice for you.
But you don't have to have AT&T, right? It just comes with that.
It comes with it. And one of the reasons it's so expensive, they give you a year. Now, it's only, you don't get unlimited use. You get 60 minutes a month. So that means you're not going to sit and watch out the window. But when the camera's installed, as you can see, mine is not, you can actually see what's going on inside your car and outside your car while somebody else is driving it. If somebody breaks in, the camera is on and it will record that. In fact, it'll turn the lights on. And it's kind of like a Ring video doorbell, like our sponsor Ring, because it has a speaker and a microphone in it. And you can say, hey, what are you doing in my car? Which is amazing. In fact, I talked to Lisa while she was driving the car. Kind of freaked her out. I probably should have warned her that capability.
Well, I can imagine that once my daughter starts driving.
Slow down!
She's texting, put down your phone.
You'll get notifications if something happens to your car. Somebody backed into your car. You'll have complete video of it, which is very handy. This is the interface. Now, it's early days on the app, and so some of the features that they're going to put in the app actually are not enabled yet, which is kind of funny. They even say, coming soon. Add a driver. Coming soon. My account. Well, it only uses iPhone right now, so you don't need to have an account. They're going to add Android 2 down the road. User manual coming soon. So literally, I bought this the day you told me about it. Got it the very, they got it Friday, the very first day it was shipping. In fact, if you order it today, you won't be able to get it till March 31st. So let me just show you some video. Actually, I'm going to go back a little bit here and show you the buttons. So if my camera were connected, I could right now go see a live view of the car. You see, I have 52 minutes left. So you're not going to sit and watch that camera. It's using the LTE to connect. They will store it. If there's an accident or somebody breaks in, it immediately, you know, the theory being somebody's going to break in and then disconnect the camera. As soon as there's a break-in, it starts sending still images up right away to the OWL servers. And then it'll send video later. OWL says if somebody breaks into your car and steals the OWL, they'll replace it free, which is probably a good idea because this thing looks expensive. It looks like something somebody might want to steal. But, of course, then you'll have video of them. Let me see if I can you know, I don't have to show you this because I think we have it connected. Do I have to reconnect? All right. We're going to connect to the Apple TV here, and I will
what I love about this is directly. They, when I found out about it, they offered to send you us one, it? And you, Leo, said, no, I don't want it, and then he just bought it himself.
Well, I don't like to get stuff sent to us, okay? I like to try it.
I know,
it
makes sense. This is honest to goodness.
So while the camera's in the car, if you're driving, of course, it'll record accidents automatically. Oh, it's trying to connect to the camera. Sorry, the camera's not not powered up. I should be able to see this without. Oh, no, I know. I'm pushing the wrong button. Let's go to my clips. I was trying to watch it live. So this is just a recording out the front. Notice, by the way, it has a name. So when you want it to record, you say, okay, presto. And it goes bling, just like an echo. Mm-hmm. And then you give it a name. Somebody was talking, and that's the name it got.
Oh.
This was, so I asked to record. It went back about 30 seconds. I asked to record right about now. Because we saw Tanner walking down the road. We said, oh, let's pick him up. So this is the video of it. I can actually show you from the other angle. You want to see? This is the funny thing because it's recording at the same time as your let me turn the audio on. At the same time as you're recording out the window.
Are you hitchhiking?
See, it recorded that as
haircut.
The
Tanner's coming.
So you're getting both angles, right? You're getting both angles.
My face.
It's a 1440 out the front. It's a little lower quality out the back, presuming you don't need to read license plates out the back. Here's the night view. It is not a great nighttime camera, but probably good enough. You see, it's a little bit grainy. Because it's 1440, I can zoom in and read those license plates if I want to. So if somebody backed into me, I'd be able to see it. I think that they've really put a lot of intelligent design into this. It's kind of a easy to install. It looks good once it's on your dashboard. In fact, I can show you. I think I have a picture here of what it looks like on my dashboard. There we go, like this.
Oh.
So it's not huge.
No.
Now, the wire's showing because I knew I was going to be ripping it out for today's show.
So
I didn't use the tuck tool, but I will after the show today.
What do you think, Rick?
Yeah, it's interesting. What really sets it apart from other dash cams is that, you know, it's a 24-hour security device, too. And
yeah.
I like it. It's a pretty clever way that they get their continuous power. They get it from the OBD2 port rather than, you know, having to hardwire it or use a backup battery or something like that, which is pretty much what other dash cams do.
Right. I mean, it is a lot more expensive than most other dash cams. I love this idea because you're getting audio and a picture from the car if you get pulled over. If, you know, everything that's going on in the car can be saved and recorded. You get 60 clips or 60 minutes per month. For the first year, that's free. After that, you are going to have to pay an LTE connection fee. So that's something to keep in mind. It has GPS built in. It has a digital compass. So you will be able to get coordinates where something happened. You will be able to know what direction you were headed. It has Wi-Fi as well. So if you're, you know, somewhere with Wi-Fi, it'll work a little bit better. We have Wi-Fi in the garage. So it works a little bit better in the garage to turn it on. And, of course, that LTE connection. Three-axis gyroscope, accelerometer. And three temperature setters, sensors, impact detection, break-in detection, instant video reports. I'm not an expert like you, Rick. I know you will be reviewing this at some point, and I look forward to seeing your review. But I have to say, I like this a lot. I would in the past perhaps have said, no, I don't need a dashboard cam. I'm going to keep this working. It works very nicely in my
I think we would like to definitely take a look at that and include it in one of our next updates.
The next update, we'll see what the wire cutter says. Very easy setup. See that QR code? You just pair it to your phone by pressing the add camera button, and it picks up the QR code. Couldn't be simpler. I think this is kind of a sample of, you know, kind of modern Apple-inspired industrial design, where they want to make it really easy for the user. And I think they've done some things very clever. Those LED lights, by the way, are very bright.
And the voice-activated. Have you seen a voice-activated camera, Rick?
There are some out there, but they, you know, the voice commands are kind of iffy sometimes.
This one worked really flawlessly in a variety of conditions. I was able to quickly record it. But remember, it's always recording, so this is just, you can actually share a clip on Facebook and Twitter as well. It has a share button on it. So I think that's the idea, is that you might want to share your experiences on the road. Again, not an expert. I haven't tested a bunch of them like you have, Rick. I can't wait to read your review. But my preliminary feeling about this is, I was ready to hate this. This is really a nice device. I think they've done a very nice job. So, Rick, we'll keep an eye out for the review, thewirecutter.com. Thank you, Rick.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. Great to talk to you. I guess I'm just trying to think if there's anything I left out. I think that's pretty much my experience. I'll probably give you, over the weeks to come, a more nuanced review of it. But I am pretty impressed. If you can afford $300, $350 with the LTE.